Unit 7, page 57. Relationship troubles. Listening extra. Exercise C. Listen again. Are the sentences true or false? Write T or F.
Hello. This week we're talking about relationships on the program, and Dr. Antonio Borgo is with us again. Dr. Borgo has been a psychologist for more than 20 years and has published a number of best-selling books. Welcome, Dr. Borgo.
Thank you.
Our first caller, Sally, is on the line. Hi, Sally.
Hi, I'm having a problem with my boss. I never know what mood he'll be in. One day he might be super nice, complimenting me on my work and making small talk. And the next day, he'll be really mean, tell me my work is terrible and that I have to redo everything. In a word, he's just totally unpredictable. I mean, I understand that maybe he has personal problems, and we all have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, shouldn't he leave those at home? I just don't know how I should act around him.
Unfortunately, this is complicated. After all, he is your boss, and he has the ability to fire or promote you. So it's important to approach the situation with care. First, don't take his negative criticisms too personally. As you noted, he probably has personal problems, or he could actually have psychological issues. Second, always act professionally and stay positive, regardless of his mood swings. Don't avoid him. Instead, try to get him to clearly articulate his expectations on all the work he assigns. In the end, this is a tough situation. I wish you the best of luck.
Great advice. Now we have Tarek. Hi, Tarek. What's troubling you these days?
I'm a freshman in college, and my roommate and I just don't get along. I mean, we're total opposites. I know I need to be tolerant, but I'm getting sick and tired of the way he acts.
What exactly does he do?
Well, I guess the main thing is that he uses my stuff without asking all the time. Like, he'll eat all my food, or he'll take my headphones to the gym, and then I won't be able to find them. One time, I couldn't find my laptop. I freaked out and called campus security. Turns out, my roommate had taken it to the library to do his homework. I mean, I don't mind sharing, but you should ask first.
In that case, I think the best solution is to have a face-to-face conversation with him. You don't need to bring up past issues. Just explain to him in a polite manner that you expect him to ask before using your things. This might seem like a difficult issue, but I think it can be resolved by setting up some boundaries.
An easier problem to solve then? Now our next caller, Camilla, has a problem with her mother. Hi, Camilla.
Hi, thank you. Well, my mother always goes above and beyond to help. I mean, I really do appreciate her help, but sometimes she just doesn't know when to stop. She calls me at least 5 times a day to check on me. And one time, she actually called my professor about a bad grade on an exam. I'm 20, and I want to be more independent. I just don't know how to tell her.
She sounds like a typical helicopter parent. In theory, you should feel grateful for all this love and attention. However, too much interference can result in resentment. So, I suggest that you sit down with her, thank her for all she's done for you. Then, gently explain that you are an adult and that you really need your independence. Be sure to reassure her that you still want her in your life, but you also need some space. It's a hard transition for a lot of parents, but when all's said and done, I'm sure it'll work out.